Right, evening, everyone. It's a big subject, prayer, and just a few words of encouragement on prayer tonight. But because it's such a big subject, I'm going to probably take 45 minutes. I've cancelled the coffee. I don't know what you're laughing at. I've cancelled the coffee and the hot chocolate afterwards. No, I couldn't be so mean to you. 10 to 12 minutes. And if a miserable sinner like me can be so considerate and understanding, how much more can our Heavenly Father be considerate and understanding to us? And that's really the essence of what I want to say tonight, that we pray because we believe God is our Father, and he's a God who wants to give us gifts. He enjoys answering our prayers. We're going to think of three points today. They don't all begin with the first letter. Rats, I do apologise. I must be losing my touch. But I have a confession to begin with, a serious confession, that actually I find prayer really, really difficult. Sometimes relatively easy, other times a real struggle. And I hope tonight, in this short time, we will be encouraged by God's word. So the first thing I want to say about prayer is perseverance. And that's the point of that little story in verses 5 to 8. A knock on the door at midnight, the chap would say, "Go away, I'm asleep. The children are asleep. It took me ages to get them settled down tonight. I don't want them woken up tonight. I don't want my wife disturbed. She's in a terrible mood in the morning if she doesn't get a good night's sleep. Please go away." But the guy carried on knocking because some guests had arrived. The pantry was empty and he needed to borrow three loaves of bread. So he carried on knocking, and eventually his friend got up in the middle of the night, fairly begrudgingly, I would think, opened the door and gave him his three loaves of bread. And the story, Jesus tells us that if someone who really didn't want to get up in the middle of the night, but through perseverance did get up, if someone like that can give to what the person asked for, then how much more will God, who enjoys giving gifts to his people, how much more will God respond to our prayers? And the theme of perseverance carries on in verse 9, where we see these very familiar words, don't we? Ask, seek, and knock. The illustration here is a father and a son. Can I give a father and a grandson illustration? We're off to Leeds tonight to see two of our grandchildren. When I arrive tomorrow, I'll be in the same room as Theo, and Theo will say, "Granddad, can you play with me?" If I'm the next door, Theo will make his way until he can find me. And then he will say, "Can you come and play with me, Grandad?" But on occasion, it has happened. I might be in the toilet, just having some Grandad time, and there's a knock on the door. "Grandad, can you come and play with me?" And that's the illustration that Jesus gives, that he wants us to be persevering in our prayers. Sometimes when we ask, it's fairly easy to pray, as I've hinted myself in my own prayer life. Other times we need to seek. It's not quite so difficult. Maybe we've had a difficult day. Maybe there's so many more things to do. We've got an agenda of things to sort out, and I really haven't got time. And other occasions, it's a knock. It really is a struggle. Maybe I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps. Maybe things are not going right. And I find it really, really difficult. And Jesus says that we need to persevere in our praying. The second thing I want to say is God keeps his promises. When you look down to verse 9 and we see these three illustrations of asking, seeking and knocking, they are followed by giving and finding and open. There's a positive response to that perseverance. And in case we hadn't noticed it or read that verse quickly, the same thing is said in verse 10, that the person will receive, he'll find, and the door will be opened to them. A well-known preacher, not John, said, "Nothing is better adapted to excite us in prayer than a full conviction that we shall be heard." And those two verses are a reminder that God does hear our prayer. He will always hear it. He will listen to it. There's a similar passage, as many of you know, in Matthew 7. And before we got to this particular section in Matthew 7, Jesus reminds us that we shouldn't be like the Pharisees who pray on street corners, who pray just for the sake they like to be seen to pray. They use long phrases. And it's a challenge to us, I think, that we need to know that God is listening to us. Now, there is a place for prayer trees. There's one in the hall next door. There's a place for candles burning. There's a place for incense being swung around, maybe. There's a place for music quietly being played in the background when we pray. There's a place for raising our arms, maybe, when we pray. There's a place for using long words when we pray. There's a place for using very long prayers when we pray. But this passage reminds us that actually they will not get our prayers heard anymore. That long prayer full of very theological words, that's not going to impress God anymore than a prayer which says, "Dear Father, please bless John and Liz and help them. Amen." John and Liz, by the way, are just fictional characters. So we need to remember that when we pray, God will listen, God will hear, and God does keep his promises. And lastly, perseverance, promises, and the third one is God is Pater. Yes, three beginning with a letter P. But if you didn't do Latin at school, God is our Father. If you notice very carefully, and I just noticed that actually only on this evening, peculiar enough, here it just says Father. But the version in Matthew and the one that we're used to, it starts off with our Father. Our Father, probably one of the two most significant words in the whole of the Christian faith. It's those two words that come about because of everything that Christ did on the cross. That work on the cross enables us to call that Heavenly Father, that Creator of all things, it enables us to call him our Father. The Jew in Jesus' time, and I suspect, not too sure, but I suspect it still happens now, would not dare to address God in such intimate terms as Father. And many of you, if not all of you, know the Aramaic word is Abba. And it's a very, very personal word. It's probably the same as Father, possibly Daddy or Pops. It is very, very intimate. And the encouragement for prayer is we come to our Father, to our Dad. And For some of us, that's not a good illustration because you don't have a very, possibly you didn't have a very positive memory of your dad or your mum. But I'm sure there's somebody in your life that's been a rock who you can look up to. And that phrase, our father, brings us on to the final well-known illustration. What human father would give to his son a serpent when his son wanted some fish and chips? What earthly father, very imperfect, sinful father, would dare to give his son a scorpion when his son actually wanted a boiled egg with some bread and butter as soldiers? It's an illustration that if we as fathers, or in this story the father, who is sinful and the Bible says wicked, if they can give so generously and so lovingly to their children, how much more can our Heavenly Father give lovingly and generously to us? Now, does that mean that God will answer all our prayers? Of course not. Because I'll let you into a secret, I'm praying that Wales will win the World Cup. John Neave is praying that England are going to win the World Cup. Yeah. Elizabeth, again, is praying that Ireland's going to win the World Cup. And it really would be a miracle, Angus. Angus is praying that Scotland would win the World Cup. And of course, if that was true, that God answers all our prayers, it would be chaos. England and Wales, well, the Lord could make an England-Wales final and it was a draw. And they shared the World Cup. But 3 or 4 is just not going to happen. So these verses doesn't mean that we pray something and we get the answer for it immediately, or the answer that we want. These verses tell us that God is listening and will hear our prayers and will answer them, but not necessarily in the way that I want. Another one of our grandchildren is called Flora. And Flora might come up to me and say, Granddad, can I watch some Peppa Pig? And I will say, well, actually, you watched a bit this morning. I don't think Mummy wants you to watch anymore. Granddad, can I have a chocolate biscuit? I'm a bit hungry. Flora, I think it would be better if you had a slice of apple or a banana. Granddad, can I stay up a bit later tonight and play a game with you? Well, I don't think Mummy would want that because you're in a bit of a mood today. We didn't really get a good night's sleep last night. A loving father doesn't give their children or their grandchildren everything that they want. Again, it would just be chaos if that was the way. But this passage reminds us that our loving Father knows what we need and knows what is best for us. Now, for those who aren't Christians tonight, you may say that is a cop-out. But I hope I've explained that it would just be impossible. It would be chaos if God answered every single prayer in the way that we prayed it, that we wanted. And also, because we are not perfect, then often our prayers will not be very, very selfish prayers. They may even be prayers that bring harm on other people. I want to get that job. It's a very important job. And of course, if my prayer is answered, then there's going to be a number of candidates who will be very, very disappointed. So I think the encouragement tonight in our prayer, if you're anything like me, you find prayer difficult, is but we need to persevere. Don't give up. Persevere in our prayers. Secondly, we need to hang on to the promise that God does and always will hear our prayers. And thirdly, we need to grasp that God is a God who just loves giving good things to the people that he loves. And we need to hang on to that promise. And that would encourage us and help us that actually God doesn't always answer those prayers in the way that we want, because we haven't got better. She hasn't got better. I didn't get that job. Let's trust that we worship a God who really is a loving and caring Father to us.